Approved by voice vote, the resolution expresses support for the one-year-old UN African Union mission in Darfur and calls on governments to provide the resources needed to ensure its success. These include troops and essential tactical and utility helicopters that have been lacking to date, severely limiting the capabilities of the UN force. House lawmakers point to the deaths of 7 and wounding of 22 UN peacekeepers in early July in Darfur, along with previous attacks in which peacekeepers were taken hostage or beaten. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Howard Berman says the U.S. has a moral duty to protect civilians in Darfur.
The President and the Secretary of Defense must marshal U.S. Defense Department assets, including helicopters, and immediately deploy them to UNAMID.
Republican Congressman Steve Chabot, the resolution's main sponsor, notes that the United States has provided more than $4 billion in peacekeeping, reconstruction, and humanitarian aid for Darfur. And he says it's time for the rest of the world to do its part.
And it's past time for our European allies, and especially the wealthy Arab countries, to assist in this effort.
In debate on the UN peacekeeping measure and a separate resolution dealing with China, lawmakers focused on the Chinese government's role in providing economic and military support for Sudan. Here is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The Chinese government continues to support the genocidal regime in Sudan and the military junta in Burma. Their actions run counter to our interest of promoting peace, stability, and morality in the world. The situation in the Sudan would change drastically if the Chinese government would cooperate at the UN and send that message to the Sudanese government.
Republican Chris Smith also takes aim at China as he urges stronger support for the United Nations force.
The Chinese government has enabled the dictatorship in Darfur or in Sudan to carry on the atrocities in Darfur by providing the materiel so that the government and the troops have the guns and the helicopters to strafe and kill and to maim in Darfur.
In a news conference on Wednesday, Nina Shea of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom also touched on Chinese support for the government in Khartoum.
The commission has asked President Bush to urge the Chinese government, as the Sudanese government's major oil partner and arms supplier, to use its considerable leverage to end genocide and protect religious freedom in Sudan, where horrific human rights violations are occurring.
And also on Wednesday, a group of lawmakers sent a bipartisan letter to President Bush on China's role in Sudan. Here is Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
Protesting China's violations of the arms embargo against Sudan. We are asking the president to raise this issue with President Hu and to seek a stronger embargo if China continues to send arms and equipment to Sudan that are used against the defenseless people of Darfur.
In urging United Nations members to provide the resources to ensure the success of the UN mission in Darfur, House lawmakers also call on the Sudanese government to ensure that those responsible for attacks on UN forces are brought to justice. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.